dead as he raised his knife. This man saw what happened.
Just started floating towards us, and all I heard was, put it down. Then she shot him. She didn't shoot him. Well, he would have kept going. He was on the rampage. He was on the bloody rampage. And then she walked over and gave him CPR. Then was giving him CPR.
Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has praised the heroism of the officer and said undoubtedly her actions saved lives. Several others were hurt. One is reportedly a nine-month-old baby. Footage from the shopping centre near Bondi Beach shows someone in shorts and a green and yellow shirt running around the complex. Detectives think he acted alone, but don't yet have a motive. In other news, Iran has seized a shipping container in the Strait of Hormuz. It was taken by the country's Revolutionary Guard, who claim it was linked to Israel. What's believed to be the remains of a baby have been found in Wigan. Five people have been arrested on suspicion of concealing a death and unlawful burial. On to sport now, and favourite Ian Maximus hasn't let his backers down in the Grand National.
Manella Indo is pressed and passed by Ian Maximus, who starts to storm clear inside the last half.
The Willie Mullins train horse was ridden home by jockey Paul Townend ahead of 28-1 shot Delta Work. This year's field was shortened in a bid to make it safer. Well, in football, Manchester City have beaten Luton 5-1 to move to the top of the Premier League. Celtic's 3-0 win against St Mirren sent them 4 points clear at the summit of the Scottish Premiership. And England have hammered Scotland 46-0 to continue their perfect start to the defence of Rugby Union's Women's Six Nations title. It's their third bonus point victory from as many matches. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five. You're listening to Broke on the Billy Keys, Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into hour three.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This evening and tonight, there will be some thick cloud for a while, but it will clear away southeastwards with a decreasing chance of any patchy rain and light showers. This will leave a drier end to the night with thinning cloud and clear spells. Some light winds too. Temperatures falling lower than in recent nights, though. Minimum temperature overnight, 6 degrees Celsius. Sunday slightly to be a mainly dry day across our area with bright or sunny spells. Feeling a bit cooler than it has today, though. Temperatures closer to the seasonal average. Maximum temperature tomorrow around about 15 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So on we go with the full-time scores. The last one I brought you was Preston 0, Norwich 1 in the Championship. I can tell you Ipswich Town have failed to take full advantage of Leicester and Leeds both dropping points in the last 24 hours. They have drawn 1-1 with Middlesbrough at Portman Road this afternoon. It's Waltham Abbey 4. North Lee nil. That is the final score in the Sutton League Division 1 Central as Abbey continue their promotion push. Ismere North, it's finished Brightley Sea Region 2, Heybridge Swifts 2. League 2, Harrogate Town 2, United 2. Scottish Premiership, St Johnston 0, Kilmarnock 2. I thought there was a late equaliser for Kidderminster Harriers. I think it's been disallowed. So, as things stand, they are relegated. Chelmsford City, 3, Tunbridge Angels, 0, final score at Melbourne Park in the National South. Premier League, it has finished. Brentford 2, Sheffield United 0, and Nottingham Forest 2, Wolverhampton Wanderers 2, Hull City 3, Queen's Park Rangers 0, final score in the championship. Carlisle already relegated to League 2. They lost 1-0 at home to Blackpool in League 1 this afternoon. Also in League 1, it finished Derby County 3, Leighton Orient 0. The champagne is on ice at Fratton Park because Portsmouth, the leaders who travelled to Bolton this afternoon, they have been held to a 1-1 draw. Canvey Island lost 2-0 at home to Dulwich Hamlet in the ESPN Premier League. And congratulations to both Stockport County and Wrexham, who will both be playing in League One next season. Stockport promoted after a 2-0 win at home to Morecambe. And Wrexham, the fairy tale continues up in North Wales. They thumped Forest Green by 6-0 this afternoon. And they are promoted for the second season in succession. Scottish Premiership, it finished Celtic 3, St Mirren 0, so Celtic remained top of the table, and it finished Hearts 4, Livingstone 2. Brentwood Town keeping up their hopes of securing a playoff spot. They won 1-0 away at Wroxham this afternoon. A win for champions Hallchurch down in East Kent this afternoon. They won 1-0 at Margate in the ESPN Premier League. Redbridge won Goulston 0. That was the final score at Oakside in the ESPN North. It finished West Bromwich Albion 0. Sunderland 1 in the championship. Cambridge United 1. Charlton Athletic 1 was the full-time score at the Abbey Stadium in League 1. League 2, it finished Crewe 0, Grimsby 3, and Swindon 3, AFC Wimbledon 2, although Swindon finished that match with 10 men. National League, Bromley 3, Solihull Moors 0, and Rochdale 1, Dorking Wanderers 1. They are full-time scorers. Dorking Wanderers are relegated. It's actually the first time in their history they've had that experience, because they've had a meteoric rise in the footballing pyramid since they were formed in the late 1990s. Countless promotions, but they are now relegated, and they will be in the National League South next season. Averley 1-2-1 in the match at Western Supermare in the National South to keep up their hopes of making the playoffs. Late red card for Billericay Town's Sydney Ivy at New Lodge. Billericay held on for the win, though. They beat Cheshire by 2-1. Ibe had only come on as a substitute in the 73rd minute, and he was sent off in second half injury time. Elsewhere, it finished Sheffield Wednesday 1, Stoke 1 in the championship. Full-time score at Turf Moor in the Premier League. It finished Burnley 1, Brighton and Hove Albion 1. Bristol City 1, Huddersfield 1. Full-time score in the Championship. A late, late equaliser for the home side. Naki Wills scoring for them from the penalty spots. 10 minutes into injury time there. Millwall, they beat Cardiff City 3-1, also in the Championship. And Southampton 3, Watford 2. A late, late winner for the Saints, keeping up their automatic promotion hopes. Flynn Downs on loan from West Ham United scored in the 9th minute of injury time at the end of the second half. League 1, it finished Lincoln 1, Wigan 2. Crawley 2, Colchester 3. A massive 3 points for Danny Cowley and the Ewes. Also in League 2, it finished MK Dons 1, Mansfield 4, Newport 1, Tranmere 2, Salford 1, Bradford City 2, Walsall 1, Notts County 3. Full-time in the Scottish Premiership, goal list between Aberdeen and Dundee. Aberdeen had Graham Shinney sent off late in that game. And Dartford, they are... I may have already confirmed this, actually, but Dartford, they are relegated from the National League South. Full-time in the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge drew 1-1 at Hartlepool United. And In League One, it finished Cheltenham 1, Bristol Rovers 3, Portvale 2, Exeter 4, after Exeter had trailed in that game. 3-1 from the National League, Ebbsfleet 0, Altrincham 2, Kidderminster 0, Eastleigh 1, Phil Brown's Kidderminster Harriers are relegated, and it's finished Maidenhead 2, Gateshead 1. 1-0 defeat for Felixstowe and Walton United in the Isthmian North this afternoon. 1-0 defeat for Witham Town at Felixstowe and Walton United. League 2 has finished Gillingham 3 Barrow 0. 2-0 win for Barnet at FC Halifax Town in the National League. And final full time from League 1, it has finished Barnsley 2 Reading 2. Let's take a musical break with Semisonic. This is Closing Time.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who would want to take me home. I know who would want to take me home. I know who would want to take me home. Take me.
Great Wakefield Rovers are going to Wembley. More of that shortly.
Closing time. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from. Closing time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets. Move it to the exits. I hope found a friend. Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Yeah. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. from some other beginning's end.
So just after I started playing that song, I quickly had a look to see if I could find out what was going on at Burroughs Park. Now, Great Wakering Rovers, they were losing on 2-1 on aggregate with 7 minutes remaining. I understand they had two goals disallowed in the second half, but they had one given 7 minutes from time. Max Ganandi was the scorer of that goal. So the full-time score was Great Wakering Rovers 2, Worcester City 1, and 2 all on aggregate. So it was decided on penalties, and Wakering won the shootout 5-4. Absolutely joyous scenes down at Burroughs Park. And guess what? For the first time in 40 years, an Essex side is going to win the FA France this season. Last Essex winners were Stansted way back in 1984. But as Great Wakering Rovers are playing Romford in the final on Saturday, May the 4th. The Vars will be coming home to this very county. So congratulations to Wakering. Now, we've got a full-time report from one of our featured games this afternoon. The local derby in the ESPN North between Basildon United and Bowers and Pitsy. And our man down there was Andy Gardner. We can hear a full-time report from him now.
It's finished. El Basico, local honours go to visitors Bowers and Pitsy. It's finished. Basildon United 1. Bowers and Pitsy 2. A bit of an ugly win for the visitors, but they won't matter too much because it's three precious points which keeps them in second place in the table, just 2 points behind Lowestoft Town. All the action came in the first half. The visitors going in front after 8 minutes from a long throw-in, which was met by Malachi Hyman for his fourth goal of the season. Rob Howard got away with a bit of a coming together with Bartlett Antwi a few minutes after that. Some fans wanted a red card for the Boas man, but it was just a yellow. And then Jeff Okonkwo, another centre-back, almost got the second goal after 17 minutes when a shot was cleared off the line. But just a minute later, he did find the back of the net and the Boas went 2-0 up. And George Marsh was very busy in the Basildon goal. It looked very good for them at that stage, but then they did drop off quite a bit. Basildon came back into it and scored a goal themselves from a corner. Callum Fitzer took it on his birthday. It was met by another centre-back, Kai Jude. And it was 2-1 at half-time. It was quite a good half of football. But the second half, to be honest with you, there's no dressing it up. It was awful. I've only got substitutions and yellow cards written down. It was a dreadful half. But as I say, the visitors won't matter too much. It's three massive points. They've just 2 points behind the leaders with two games to go. They've got a slightly easier fixtures as well, looking at them on paper. So you'll never know. As I say, they're guaranteed a home semi-final if it doesn't quite work out for them. But they'll be quite happy with the 3 points, if not the performance this afternoon here on a lovely summer's day. El Basico victors are Boas and Pitsy in front of a crowd of 158. It has finished Basildon United 1, Boas and Pitsy 2.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, Manchester City are back on top of the Premier League after they beat Luton Town 5-1 this afternoon. Arsenal and Liverpool, those of whom played today, they are in second and third places, respectively. Tomorrow, Arsenal entertain Aston Villa, whilst Liverpool take on Crystal Palace at Anfield, hoping to recover from their shocking Europa League loss to Atalanta on Thursday night. West Ham United, they're also in action tomorrow. The Hammers currently in eighth place, just behind Manchester United. And tomorrow, they take on Fulham at the London Stadium. Aston Villa currently in fourth place. Tottenham in fifth. Still 10 points clear of sixth placed Newcastle, despite that calamitous display at St. James's Park this season. This afternoon. In case you hadn't heard, Newcastle beat Tottenham 4-0 in the lunchtime at kick-off. Sheffield United remain bottom after losing 2-0 at Brentford, and it's looking increasingly desperate for them. Burnley, they picked up a point in a 1-0 draw against Brighton, but they are still six points from safety with five games remaining. Luton in the bottom three after that loss at Manchester City, and Nottingham Forest's 2-2 draw against their manager Nuno Espirito Santo's former club. Wolverhampton Wanderers was enough to keep them out of the relegation zone. They're 1 point above Luton on 26 points. Luton are on 25. They have both played 33. Just going to take a quick look at the Scottish Premiership, and Celtic remain on top after a 3-0 win at home to St Mirren. Rangers, they didn't play today. They are away to Ross County tomorrow, and things stand 4 points behind their big rivals with two games in hand. Hearts and Kilmarnock are in third and fourth places. Livingston at the foot of the table. They actually led 2-0 at Hearts, but Hearts came back to win by 4-2. Back to England, and it really is an extraordinary contest in the Championship. Ipswich Town, Leicester City and Leeds United have all dropped points in the last 24 hours. Ipswich got against Middlesbrough this afternoon in a 1-1 draw was enough to take them back to the top of the table. They were at 89 points with three games left, and Leicester in second. They've got four games left. They're on 88. Leeds in third. They've got three left and they're on 87 points. Southampton have possibly thrown the spanner in the works this afternoon with their late win against Romford. West Ham Lonely Flynn Downs scoring an injury time winner late in that game because they've got five games to go and they're on 81 points. So it's not inconceivable that Southampton can't make it into the top two themselves. West Brom were in fifth despite losing 1-0 at home to Sunderland this afternoon, and Norwich City they are in the other playoff spot after their late winner at Preston. At the other end, Rotherham, the bottom club, already relegated of course. Both of the next two drew. Sheffield Wednesday 1-1 against Stoke. Birmingham are out of the bottom three after an excellent 3-0 win against Coventry City, a massive blow to Coventry's hopes of making the playoffs. And Huddersfield drop back into the bottom three. We're winning 1-0 until very late on at Bristol City, but their former striker Naki Wells scored against them in second half injury time, so they had to settle for a point. And in League One, the champagne is on ice for Pompey. Portsmouth would have been promoted today had they won at Bolton, but that would have helped to a 1-1 draw. Derby County beat Leighton Orient 3-0. They remain in second place. The O's still in 10th despite that defeat, though. And Bolton, Peterborough, Barnsley and Oxford United in the playoff spots. Pretty shocking result for Peterborough, who in 4th place. Oxford beat them 5-0 though, but they're looking pretty good value to still play the playoffs at the moment. At the other end, Carlisle already relegated. Fleetwood 6 points from safety with 3 matches remaining, but they gave themselves a faint hope with a 2-0 win at home to Northampton Town. Cheltenham, who lost, and Port Vale, who also lost, they are the other sides currently in the bottom 4. So we move on to League Two, and congratulations to Stockport County and Wrexham, both promoted this afternoon. Mansfield are in third place after they beat fellow promotion hopefuls MK Dons 4-1. MK are in fourth. Crewe, Barrow and Crawley, the other side in the playoff spots, who all lost this afternoon. The latter home to Colchester United, who have climbed out of the relegation zone. Forest Green Rovers, they are looking due. They've only got 2 games left and they are 5 points from safety. Thumped 6-0 at Wrexham. Sutton United drew to all at Harrogate Town, but they are now in the bottom 2. They are 1 point behind Colchester, but they've only got 2 games left. Colchester have still got another 4 to play. So on the face of it, you think it's probably looking a bit more favourable for the Ewes, but we shall see. National League, Chesterfield already champions. Barnet, Bromley and Altrincham in the playoff spots, they all won. Solihull, Moores, Gateshead and Halifax Town remain in the playoff spots, but they all lost. Southend United up to 8th after their 2-0 win at AFC Fylde. And it's not impossible for the Shrimpers to still make the playoffs, actually, but they've only got 1 game left, and the two sides above them, Halifax and Gateshead, have another 3 to play, so I would think it's probably unlikely. Dagenham Redbridge in 15th place after drawing 1-1 at Hartlepool. Oxford City already relegated, and Dorking Wanderers and Kidderminster have joined them today. Bourne Wood, who didn't play today, they are in 21st spot. On to the National South, and Yeovil Town already confirmed as champions. Chelmsford remained second after their 3-0 win against Tunbridge. Worthing third, Braintree now fourth. They won. Maidstone, Bath and Hampton and Richmond, the other sides in the playoff spots. I think it's going to be quite difficult for Aveley now. They won today, but so did Bath and Hampton, who have both got 2 games left. Aveley and Foley got 1 still to play. At the other end, Dartford are relegated. They will be joining Havant at Waterlooville and Dover Athletic at Step 3 next season. And the sides just above, there's a few who still could go down. Taunton Town are currently in 21st place, but they have got 3 games left. And look, it's been Premier League. Hornchurch already confirmed as champions. They're 16 points clear at the top. Chatham, Enfield Town, Wigate and Finchley and Horsham are in the playoff spots. Billericay could still find their way in there with 2 games left. They won 2-1 against Cheshire today, of course. We'll be hearing, we'll still see here from Jack all about that. And the other in Concord, already relegated as a Haringey Borough in Kingstonian. Either Margate or Cheshunt will be joining them. Canberra Island, they lost again today. They're in 17th place, but they are safe. And Ispian North, Lowestoft Town remain at top of the table with 2 games left. And Bowes and Pitsy were only 2 points behind them after their 2-1 derby win at Basildon United. Felixstowe Walton United, they were in 3rd place. Bury Town 4th. Brentwood Town still in 5th. And in actual fact, I think that means, yeah, that means Brentwood are now confirmed as being in the playoffs. Nobody below them can catch them, so well done to Brentwood Town. The other end, Stowmarket Town already relegated, still with no wins from their 34 matches. It did take the lead at Grays Athletic this afternoon, but Grays came back to win 3-1. Suddenly, Division 1 Central, Wolfham Abbey move up to 4th after a 4-0 win over Northleigh, and they are looking good value for a playoff place. Premier League, Bournemouth versus Manchester United is just getting underway, and I shall keep an eye on that during the closing stages of the show. There's a 5:30 kickoff in the National League as well. Aldershot Town are at home to Boreham Wood. So that's the league tables. The Essex Senior League in the third load, none results and tables to come. I was going to do the roundup of the local cricket promotions and relegations. We're slowly but surely running out of time, so they might have to wait until next week. We'll see how it goes. And I've still got to fit in the post-match warm down because I need to get my breath back quite desperately. That is coming up after the travel with the time at 27 minutes to 6.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
And here's the final travel update of the day here on Phoenix FM. The roads a bit quieter than they were earlier. Still were no issues in Brentwood or Billericay, which have both been quiet all afternoon, really. M25 clockwise still between Junction 29 for the A127 and Junction 30 for the A13. And also between Junction 31 for Lakeside and the Dewey 2 Bridge. A bit of slow traffic on the A12 northbound between Junction 12 for Shenfield and 13 for Ingleston. Chelmsford, there is still some slow moving traffic on Springfield Road, and South End Seafront still busy. Also slow moving traffic now on Victoria Avenue northbound between the junction of West Street and E Street and Cuckoo Corner. Just to remind you, engineering works between Barking C on the C2C line this weekend mean there may be some alterations. Check before you travel. There are changes on Greater Anglia. There is a replacement bus service between Witham and Billericay, and also on the South End line, trains only running between Liverpool Street and South End Victoria every 15 minutes, and on the line between Wigford and Upminster, they're only running every 55 minutes. This is due to engineering works taking place. Meanwhile, on TfL, no service all weekend on the DLR between Bankertown Gateway and Lewisham and Canning Town, and no service between Stratford and Canary Wharf. There are also some delays on the Central line still, and also on the Bakerloo line. Other than that, the tubes, if you're travelling into the capital tonight, are looking okay.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Next Saturday, the 20th of April, at the Towngate Theatre in Basildon. Opera for All, a very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and Friends, plus the Thames Opera Company Chorus. This is hosted by Ian Skelly with a 7pm start. Tickets cost £19.50. Concessions are available. For more details, you can call 01268 205 300. More details at towngatetheatre.co.uk. And if you didn't manage to work out all those details, you can find them at our website, phoenixfm.com, the events guide.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
We're going back in time on this week's post-match warm down, 47 years to be precise, as we go back to this week in April 1977 with three songs that were in the UK top 10 that week. That's this week's post-match warm down. Three songs in the top 10 this week in April 1977. And that one from ABBA was number one, Knowing Me, Knowing You. Red Light spells danger. Billy Ocean, that was number six. And the great David Bowie, Sound of Vision, was that week's number nine. Right, still got lots to do between now and six when I make way for Mandy and Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Right now, we've got one more full-time report. This is from New Lodge and it's from the match between Billericay Town and Cheshire. Here's our reporter at New Lodge, Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Moses Emmanuel's strike 9 minutes from time ensured Billericay Town secured a 2-1 win over Cheshunt. An uneventful start to the game saw each side cancel each other out for the most part, with the most noteworthy moment of the opening exchanges seeing Emmanuel collide with Cheshunt keeper Sammy Nabad when he was put through on goal. A moment of quality saw Billericay draw first blood on 21 minutes, as Bradley Stevenson, making his 100th appearance for the club, put Alfie Truly through on goal with a perfect defence-splitting pass, and he poked home. They weren't ahead for long, though, as the visitors restored parity. Darion Furlong's expert long throw, which caused confusion in the Billericay box, fell perfectly for Alfie Pendlebury, who angled in a header from close range. The game all of a sudden sprung into life at the end of the opening period as Stevenson closed down Nabad and capitalised on him holding onto the ball for too long, and the attacking midfield was pulled down. There was no hesitation from the referee, who showed a red card, with the resulting free kick brought Woody Williamson into action, who expertly tipped away. Gary McCann's side began the second half with a renewed purpose and should have gone ahead when Richard Asamoah fired an effort off target from Frankie Merrifield's pass before Merrifield himself fired straight at Williamson from Bender's over-the-top pass. Billericay's forays into the final third didn't bear fruit until Emmanuel restored their one-goal cushion 9 minutes from time. George Wind provided for the striker, who made sure he was in the right place at the right time to slot home. Sydney Ibe received a late red card, which caused a scuffle between both sets of players, but Billericay held on to the win. It finishes here, Billericay Town 2, Cheshunt 1.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. So, Billericay, they've got their season back on track, and their hopes of sneaking back into the playoff spots are still very much there. Just quickly, before I take a short break, just to update you on what's happening at the county ground in Chelmsford, where Essex are facing Kent in County Championship Division 1. Kent are currently batting, they're 232-1, trailing Essex by 298 runs with 9 wickets remaining. And they've somewhat got Essex under the cosh. It's been a very good performance, and their skipper Daniel Bell Drummond has scored a century. So Essex struggled a bit at the moment. It's Rugby League Challenge Cup quarter-final weekend. One that match got underway at 5 o'clock. It's coming from Kingston Rovers 4, Lee Leopards 8. The other one today starts at 6. That's between Castellans Dragons and Huddersfield Giants. The other two quarterfinals take place tomorrow. Castleford Tigers versus Wigan Warriors and St Helens versus Warrington Wolves. Meanwhile, in rugby's other code, rugby union, it's half-time in the Women's Six Nations, where it is Ireland 21, Wales 0.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Stage fright. Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the Premier League, there has been a goal at the Vitality Stadium. Bournemouth 1, Manchester United 0. Dominic Solanke after 60 minutes for the Cherries. And Boreham Wood, they are 2-0 up at Aldershot Town in the National League. So, just moving on to the Essex Senior League and the Third Low London Divisions 1, North and South. I'm not going to go through the results in full because we are a bit pushed for time. I'll just concentrate on a few issues in terms of promotion and relegation. In the Essex Senior League, congratulations to Tilbury. They are promoted at the first attempt. They'll be back at Step 4 next season, probably in the Isbian North. They won 2-1 at Stanway Rovers this afternoon. Romford, Woodford Town, Barking and Sporting Bengal United are all going to finish in the top five. Romford won 3-0 at Little Oakley this afternoon. There was also a win for Barking over West Essex. Barking won 5-1. Tankley won 2-1 at Holbridge Sports. And I'm just going to take a quick look at the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division. Our one local side in that league are, of course, Stansted. They lost 4-1 at lost 1-0 at home to Leverstock Green this afternoon, and they have dropped to 15th in the table as a result. So, just moving on to the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South. And congratulations to Benfleet. They are the champions of that league, if I've done my maths correctly. They won 1-0 at Brimsdown this afternoon. Wormley Rovers, the side who are in second place. Hollow Town are in third, although they can't go up via the playoffs. Hutton in fourth place. They've already had their playoff place confirmed. They didn't have a game today, actually. Hollow Town, they won 6-0 at home to Southend Manor. Claxton Community are in fifth place. They won 2-1 away at Burnham Ramblers this afternoon, but they could still be caught by Cannons Wood or Dunmo Town. Cannons Wood actually beat Clapton by 8 goals to 1. And Dunmo Town, they also won. They beat Tara Hamlets by 2 goals to 1. I'll do a full round-up of the furlough none results on the non-league hour on Thursday night, so make sure you join me for that. Quickly looking at the third London Division 1 North, Stanway Pegasus were away to second placed Great Yarmouth Town this afternoon. They drew 0-0. A big win for Holland. They scored 6 at home to Dis Town without reply. And Harrison Parks drew to all at Whittlesea Athletic. Holland third and Stanway Pegasus in fourth behind Framlingham leaders and Great Yarmouth Town. And got time to do just a few of the other racing results. The 4:55 at Yarmouth. Was won by number 4 Mythical Guest priced at 7-1. Second was number 11 Jordan Gray priced at 11-2. Third number 8 Gold Aura priced at 6-1. 13 runners in that race. Disappointment for Moonlit Cloud, number 5, for 4-1 favourite, who only managed to finish in 6th place. 5 o'clock at Aintree. First number 3, Founder 50, 11-8 favourite. Second number 6, Master Chewy, priced at 10-1. Third number 5, Liberty Hunter, priced at 33-1. There were 10 runners in that race. And the final one, I've got time to crack me in, is the last race of the afternoon at Newcastle, the 5:05. First was number 3, Gentleman Bill, 9-4 favourite. Second number 1, Battle Born Lad, priced at 5-2. And third was number 7, Aeroplane Blonde, priced at 13-2. A total of 7 runners in that race. And that is pretty much that. Thank you so much for listening this afternoon. Thanks to our reporting team, Jack Patmore at Billywinkie Town, and Andy Gardner, who was watching El Basico for us. Basildon United versus their local rivals, Bowes and Pitsy, who triumphed and could still win the title in the Isthmian North. I shall be back, all be well, on Thursday night, 7-8 p.m. for the non-league hour. Hope you can join me then. If not, all be well, I'm back next Saturday, 3-6 p.m. for another edition of Phoenix Sport. Take care. Thank you for listening. I'm going to sign off with Eric Pryce. This is Call On Me. Mandy's next with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Bye for now.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.